On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire where we fire off three trivia questions at each other. Three apiece, so it's a total of six for you math whizzes out there, okay? Play along with us and see if you can go six for six, and let's see who wins this week, Dangerous Dan or myself.
All right. Zap, I have some. I don't think these are too difficult. We'll see.
Okay. Some of mine, I don't think mine are either. Maybe one or two. All right. I'll start it off first. Which one of the big four of thrash covered Thin Lizzy's Cold Sweat?
Oh, man. I love that song, too.
If you don't know the big four of thrash, you're not going to get this question.
Yeah. Well, I happen to know that. I did see a big four concert up in the Yankee Stadium in New York.
Yes.
I'm going to say Anthrax.
You would be incorrect.
Oh, man.
I'll give you another chance.
Well, I can't believe it would be Slayer.
It's not Slayer. It's one of the bands that starts with the letter M.
Megadethalica?
Yes, that's it. The band that had Dave Mustaine in it.
I'll guess Metallica.
No, it's Megadeth.
Damn it.
Megadeth recovered Cold Sweat. So that's one wrong for you, sir.
One wrong for me. That's a great song. I haven't heard Megadeth's version of it, of course.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I forgot what album it's on, but it's one of the later ones.
All right, here we go for you. What do all of these groups have in common? Babylon AD, Night Ranger, Buckethead, the Doobie Brothers, and the Tubes.
Holy crap, what do they have in common?
Mm-hmm.
They're all humans.
Well, the Tubes are in there, so I'm not sure. Or Buckethead, too, so.
Yeah, we don't know where Buckethead's from. What do they have in common? They're all from California.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, they're all from the Bay Area.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And it's funny, because when I'm doing the research, they actually separated out the Bay Area from the Peninsula, the East Bay, and the South Bay.
Okay.
Like, okay, whatever. So all these bands are considered from the peninsula, the San Francisco area.
Okay.
Not Oakland, not South, whatever.
You ever been to Oakland? Ooh.
Yeah,
my father went to South San Francisco High School way back in the 1950s. San Francisco is weird. Some parts are wonderful. Then you go a couple blocks over and, ooh, horrible. So you just don't know what you're going to get there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, question number two for you. Which female singer did Judas Priest, Richie Faulkner, play with before joining Judas Priest?
I don't really understand the question.
Okay, Richie Faulkner was the guitar player and a female solo artist band.
Okay.
And then he joined Judas Priest. Who is right. Who is the singer?
I'll say Joan Jett.
Incorrect. Here's your clue. They opened for Iron Maiden on that tour.
Oh, man.
That's a big hint. Iron Maiden. Female singer. Bandmate. Kid. Bass playing stripe. Guy from Iron Maiden's daughter's name is...
Oh, damn it. I can't remember her name.
Lauren Harris.
Lauren Harris.
Richie Faulkner played with her.
Okay.
Kind of got discovered there.
I haven't heard any of that album.
I haven't either. So, yeah. Oh, and here's another weird question. Who is Richie Faulkner married to?
Your mom.
No. No. His father-in-law is George Lynch.
Oh, really?
So he's married to George Lynch's daughter.
Man, that's a guitar family.
Yeah, seriously. So I guess when they first met, they just sat there and jammed with each other for a couple hours. Pretty cool.
I'm sure the daughter's like, can we go now?
I'm here. Hello. Look at me.
Hello. Yeah. All right, question number two for you. Who is the oldest original member of Guns N' Roses?
The oldest? I'm going to say Izzy.
Oh, you'd be very close, but that is incorrect.
The oldest member is not...
He's the second oldest by 3 months.
I'm going to say it is Duff.
Nope, it's Axl.
Oh, Axl's the old guy. Okay.
Yeah, he was born February 62, and Izzy was April of 62, but... The rest, Duff was 64, and Slash and Adler were 65.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
Good question. I did not know that. Question three for you. Name four bands that Jizzy Pearl has fronted in his career.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And they're all name bands.
Love Hate.
Yep.
Danger Danger.
Nope.
Oh, what was that band we saw him front? Love Hate.
We saw him front Love Hate.
Yeah. Who was the other? Oh, Warrant?
Nope. You're in the ballpark.
There was a band that I couldn't believe he was fronting.
Who's he fronting now?
I don't know. I give up. I don't know.
All right. He recorded one album as the lead singer of LA Guns.
Okay.
Shrinking Violet. He was also, when Steven Piercy left, he was the lead singer of Rat.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
And he's currently the lead singer of Quiet Riot.
There's still a Quiet Riot?
There's still a Quiet Riot without Frankie. Frankie said, keep going. So, yeah, they played like one or two shows. But he was...
Who besides him is in it?
Alex, Chuck Wright, who was the bass player on Metal Health, but not credited. Right. Alex Garassi, who's been in the band forever. I don't know who replaced Frankie and Jizzy Pearl.
Jeez.
But yeah, they've been playing a couple shows here and there. And
yeah,
Jizzy does a great job.
I don't know that I'd go see that.
I would for free. Or if I'd go for 10, 20 bucks.
Yeah, saw them at a real small show on the riverfront in Wilmington. Them and they were opening for Poison and who else? Oh, Enough's Enough.
Oh, that must have been pretty fun.
Oh, it was a great show. It was in August. It was like 95 degrees. And Brett Michaels comes out in his full-length fur coat for the first three songs. It was like, dude, it is freaking hot.
I don't know.
You are in Poison, so whatever.
He had a bandana on, right?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Was it the Quiet Riot? Was it the Metal Health?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see that lineup, too. That was kind of cool to see them before they finally stopped playing together.
Oh, yeah. Carlos Cavazo and Rudy Sarzo.
And Kevin DeBro could really sing really well.
Oh, he could. Yeah.
Yeah, too bad he was, you know, he had issues with the substances, but as a singer and front man, he's damn good.
Yeah, he was. All right, is it my turn?
Yes,
it is. All right. Who played bass on the first Fastway album?
Pete Way.
That would be incorrect.
Pete Way is... Yes.
No, he left the band before they started recording.
I believe he's uncredited. I think he played on the first Fastway album. But who do you think it is?
It's Mickey Feet.
Is Mickey?
He was uncredited.
Mickey Feet? Is that a real person?
Yeah, that's what it said.
You sure it's not Pete Way?
It's what my wife said. So I'm just... Pete Way left before they started recording.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I thought he recorded and they couldn't use his name. I guess the record company had issues with him trying to record for somebody else. Yep. But, yeah, they kept the Way part. Would have been cool if we got to see Pete Way in Fastway. That would have made that band so much cooler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Because I remember in some of the videos they had a guy named Charlie McCracken playing video. I was like, who is this guy? He's not Pete Way. Pete Way was always cool.
Exactly.
All right. So.
So there you go.
So it looks.
So like, you were 1 for 3.
And you were.
I think I was 0 for 3. No, I was 1 for 3.
You were 0 for 3. You missed the Megadeth question. You missed the Lauren Harris question, and you missed the Jizzy Pearl question.
Damn it to hell.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to find out. I need a new co-host who knows something, okay? I mean.
Well, you're picking these top three, bottom three out of somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know.
Not even right.
Yeah, okay, well.
Well, that was enough for that episode.
Yeah, I got a win, but maybe next time it'll be, you'll go your way. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. All right. See ya.
If you enjoy the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a review and rate the show. The more positive reviews we receive, the more listeners we can attract to the show. If you give us a 5-star rating, we will be sure to thank you on the show.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, time for another edition of 6 in 30, where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds, and you have to guess the name of the artist performing this. And all of these 6 songs have something in common. And this week for Danny, these are all keyboard intros from late 70s and early 80s bands.
Whoa, okay.
So nothing but the keyboard intros. So get your pencil and paper ready and play along with us, because neither one of us...
Get your thinking cap.
Yep, because these are all brand new for us, so we're not cheating and making ourselves look like geniuses. No, we've never heard these until Danny's going to listen right now.
We've never really been guilty of being looking like geniuses, so...
That is true.
So, but yeah, like you said, we don't listen to these beforehand, so here we go. Jesus Christ.
Well, some of them I'm sure you've heard before.
Yeah, two of them I have no clue.
Oh, really? I'm surprised. I figured you'd get at least 3 or 4 of them right off the bat.
Well, yeah, I think I got 4 of them. Let me listen to it one more time.
All right, play along at home.
Okay.
All right. Keyboard intro. So, Max. My son's name. Danny, what do you think the first one is?
The first one is definitely Jefferson Starship.
Correct.
Or Jefferson Airplane, whatever.
Starship. You're correct. That is Jane.
With Jane.
Yep.
Next one's Bon Jovi.
Correct.
The next one, I'm going to say, is it Yes?
It is not Yes. It is Loverboy. You Take Me to the Top.
Damn it. I thought the next song, number 4, was Loverboy.
Okay. So you think number 4 is Loverboy? You want to change that answer?
Yes, I do.
Because you've seen this band.
Is it Frankie and the Knockouts?
It is not. No. Incorrect. Number 5.
Number 5 was definitely Saga.
Yep. On the Loose. Number
Love that song.
6.
Number 6. Is that one Jan Hammer?
It is not. Oh. So let's go back over the ones you missed. Okay. Loverboy was number 3. Number 4 was from a song called On the Rocks. That is Angel.
And I just saw them.
Yep. And number 6 is a song called Come Back. Baby, Come Back. Jay Giles Band.
Oh, man.
It's on the Love Stinks album. It was one of the, it was a single, too.
Wow.
I'm sure if you,
I hadn't heard that. I had no clue for that one.
Yeah. I bet you if you heard the song again, you go, oh, I remember that song.
Yeah.
That was played quite a bit. So you ended up with 3 out of 6.
3 out of 6. That's 500. Not good.
Great for baseball. Terrible for this game.
Yeah.
Depending.
Terrible for the podcast.
We've done this where we've only gotten one, so you just never know.
You never know. This next one that I made for you, I don't think is going to be too hard, but we will see.
All right. So what's the common theme?
All right. The common theme in this one is there are at some point in the song, whether it's the chorus or in one of the verses, they talk about a chemical.
A chemical. That narrows it down to, what, 100 and or thousands?
Millions. There are a lot of chemicals. But, I mean, a chemical can be an element. It can be a compound. So
the guy with the chemical engineering degree is going to play this card now on a stupid music trivia podcast.
Well, do you know how many songs have chemicals even in the title?
No.
There are a lot. Let me tell you.
Billions and billions, as Carl Sagan used to say, right?
Billions and billions.
A little astronomy.
This is not that hard, dude. It's rock songs, and they just happen to mention chemicals. So.
All right, let's find out. Okay, let's play.
It's not like I'm asking you to come up with the formula for these songs.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, here we go.
All right, let's see this. Wow, somebody got really creative on this one.
You're welcome.
Wow. I think I got most of them, but not all of them.
All right.
All right, so I gotta hear this again, especially number.
Which ones do you think you're having problems with?
Number one for sure.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Okay, I think I'm gonna knock it out of the park again.
All right, so see, it's not so hard, even though there's chemicals in the names.
Yeah, I forgot that lyric in the Hall & Oates one. I was like, wow. All right, number one, Silver and Gold is a song. I believe that is the Tigers of Pantang.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yep, fairly early. Tigers.
Yeah. Number two, Fool's Gold. That is definitely Thin Lizzy.
Yep.
Number three, it could be either one or two bands, because I know the vocalist is John Bush, but is it Armored Saint or is it Anthrax? I'm going to say it's Anthrax.
That is correct.
Yes. What's the song?
The song is called Sodium Pentothal, which is True Serum.
Yeah. What album is that on?
That 442.
Okay. Stomp 442.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's on that album.
Right. Number.
Oh, no. It's on the one with Black Lodge.
Sound of White Noise?
Yeah. The purple and black cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four was Hall & Oates.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. They said that in the lyric.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never really listened to the words, just the chorus. All right. Number five was Love is Like Oxygen by Sweet.
Yep.
And number six is Neon Nights by Black Sabbath.
That is correct. Man, six for six.
Wow.
Even with a John Bush curveball in there.
Yeah, it was just the voice.
Yep.
Same thing with Tigers. It was the voice that got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. See, it wasn't as hard as you were thinking it was going to be.
Maybe I should have my degree in chemical engineering.
Well, that's all it takes is to be able to identify songs with chemicals in them.
Apparently. I guess anybody can do that job, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, way to go. Man, you've been doing good in this category.
Yeah, which means you're going to make it harder next time, and I'm going to totally bomb.
Bet your ass.
Because that's what I did last time. Totally like 1 for 6, 2 for 6.
Yep. Just next time it's going to be bands we've never heard of from Africa.
I don't think I can name 6 bands from Africa. Wow.
Well, then you'll lose the game.
Now, speaking of Africa, how about Toto reforming with just 2 guys? Weird, huh?
Yeah, whatever.
I guess I mean,
it was almost just the 2 guys last time. It was the same 2 plus Steve Porcaro.
I guess he doesn't want to play with these guys. Last tour. Steve Lukather just kind of wants, he said, I want to play with some new cats.
Yeah. Play some new cats, man. You want to jam. So, yeah, he and Joe Williams are, I don't know if they're doing an album, but I know that they have a live stream show coming up.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, if they ever do tour, you know, based on the strength of the Africa getting so much airplay now, you know, might as well
go.
And every time they bring out musicians, these guys are always top notch anyway.
Oh, yeah. The concerts are always great. I've seen them with different variations. You know, I've seen them with the original lineup back on the Toto 4 tour, and then I saw them on Isolation with Fergie, and then I've seen them a couple different times with Joe Williams, without Joe Williams. You know, they had the Tambu tour. It was just Steve Lukather, Mike Porcaro, David Page, and Simon. So, you know, that was great.
Yeah, Simon Phillips is no slouch on drums. I think I saw Nathan East on bass one time.
Yeah, not this last tour, but the tour before. Well, it was Leland Sklar on the tour before this last one, and then the tour before that was Nathan East. So, yeah, they've had some amazing bass players.
Yeah, geez. And I think on the Toto 4 tour, Timothy B. Schmidt was there singing background vocals with him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Whoever goes out there is going to be great.
Well, you know, when the show starts off with Lukather just jamming on a solo, you know it's not going to be like a little mellow kind of thing. Toto totally rocks in concert.
Yeah, they do. People in Germany get it.
Yeah.
In other parts of the world, USA, they're pretty much a large, small theater or a club band in the States, but everywhere else.
Yeah, I saw their very last show, was supposed to be their very last show in Philly at a medium-sized theater. My guess is hold about 3,000.
Yeah, they cheated you.
Oh, man, great show, though. David Page came out. He wasn't on the tour, but he came to Philly for this one show. It was awesome.
Okay, cool. All right, on that note.
On that note.
Good night.